Tonight we learn the very last mission of the first parak, concluding parak aleph of Perkei Avos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mishnah teaches from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Ashlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayaman. Three things the world sustains itself: Al Hadin, the Al Ha'emes, the Al Ha'Shalom. On Din, on judgment; on Emes, on truth; the Al Shalom, and on peace. And on these three things the world sustains itself: justice, peace, and truth. So Rabbi Yonah already commented on the very second mission of the parak. How does this fit with our Shlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Ha'olam Omeid, on three things the world stands: on Torah, on Avodah, on Gemilas Chasadim. So Rabbi Yonah in the very beginning said that the first mission on the parak is describing that the reasons why Hashem created the world. He created the world to receive Nachas Ruach, to receive pleasure from the Jewish people doing Torah, learning, and Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. And this mission describes that which sustains the world. So the Chassid Yavetz explains what Rabbeinu Yonah means. It's not simple in his words, but he explains, based on a question that he asks, what's the difference between the reasons why Hashem would have created the world and the reasons why the world continued to exist? They really should have been the same. He explains that the world was created for the three things in the beginning of the parak of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, but that can't always be fulfilled, especially during times when the Beis HaMikdash doesn't exist. And when the Beis HaMikdash isn't there, and the Avodah certainly can't be fulfilled, and as much as our tefillos take the place, there Rabbeinu Yonah understands, as understood by the Chassid Yavetz, this mission of Din, Emes, and Shalom take the place of the reasons what allows the world to continue to exist in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. When we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim can't be fulfilled to its extent, then as a replacement we have Din, Emes, and Shalom, justice, peace, and truth to take the stead of those three. That's how he learns, but in any case we have this Mishnah explaining to us the significance of justice, of peace, and of truth. When it comes to the concept of truth, Rabbeinu Yonah here brings an incident from the Gemara that Rav had a wife who used to cause him trouble, and that whenever the Gemara says Rav would ask for lentils, she would serve him peas, and whenever he would ask for peas, she would serve him lentils, and it was a source of a little bit of a problem for him. He never was able to get exactly what he wanted, and as his son Chia grew up, his son Chia recognized what was going on, and his son used to convey messages from his father to Chia's wife, to Chia's mother, Rav's wife, as the opposite, that if his father asked Chia for lentils, so he would convey the message to his wife as if Rav had asked for peas, and sure enough, his father would get lentils, and so on and so forth. So Rav suddenly realized that things had gotten a lot better between himself and his wife. Now he was getting what he asked for. So he mentioned something that it seems like his wife had made a turn for the better. To which point Chia comes clean and says, well, not really. I've just been, you know, saying the opposite of what you really want. And Rav said to him, you know how to do that. Because a person who gets used to lying, and you're in effect saying an untruth, because I didn't ask for peas, when you say to mom that that's what that I asked for lentils, when you get used to doing that, then it takes over a person's being, and they get used to the concept of being able to say falsehoods, of being able to lie. And if a Rav stops Chia from doing that because of the concept of Rabbeinu Yonah writes of Emes has to pervade every aspect of our life, every aspect of a conversation, every word that exits our mouth has to be that of Emes. It has to be that of truth. Many Mefarshim ask on this Mishnah, the three things that the Rav Shimon Gamliel put together don't necessarily seem to fit always. You have Din, you have justice, then you have Emes and truth and Shalom. So very often you want to keep Shalom, so you sometimes have to give in a little bit on either Din or on Emes. Sometimes we have concepts of lying, of not exactly telling the truth in order to maintain Shalom. And here you have the three put together. You have Din, justice, and Emes, and truth, and Shalom. And those are the big three. So I saw some of the Mefarshim quote from Yerushalmi who say that this is really, all three of them are really one. They all have to do with Din, and they all have to do with justice. And it explains, the Mefarshim explain, now when you come to for Din, when you come for justice, there are various reasons why two people end up in front of a Rav, in front of a Beis Din, asking for a judgment. Sometimes it's because somebody's lying. Someone's simply flat out lying, and there's a fight going on, and the dying of the judge, the Rav, has no idea who, so they come before him in court and they try to clarify exactly what's going on. Sometimes they're not necessarily lying, but there's a fight going on. They both want something, and they're not able to work it out on their own, so they end up in front of the dying, and the dying has to figure it out. Those two cases, it's true, to maintain peace, and to me, it's going to be difficult, because you have two people who are angry, who are fighting about things. And sometimes you have two people who come in front of you, come before a rav, they come before a dayan, and they both are totally ready to part with their money or part with the case. They say, just please tell us, what's the emes? What do we need to do? What's the halacha? We both are willing to do whatever it is. We just don't know what the halacha is in this case. We have this and this, this issue, this is what took place, and we just don't know what to do. Those are the best cases to come before the rav, to come before the dayan. When two people come before the dayan seeking emes, and seeking shalom, and just simply saying, what's the din? On those circumstances, says Rav Shimon Gamliel, the oilam is kayim, when you have Jews who are seeking truth and seeking peace and coming before the Rav, the Dayan, to see what's the din, just tell me how to behave, and whatever the din is, I'm totally happy and ready to do it, whether or not it means me getting money or me giving money, but I want to know what is the din. When you talk and have people like that, you'll see you will have a society filled with emes and a society filled with shalom. But that is, as he concludes the last mission, the first paragraph, Shimon Gamliel, those three things to be focused on: justice and on truth and every word that comes out of our mouth, and a constant pursuit of peace. Shenemar emes u'mishpat shalom shaftu v'sha'arech.